You are now with Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music. November the 1st is the day of Bulgarian national revival leaders, one of the brightest Bulgarian holidays which pays tribute to those who contribute to the development of the cultural spirit of Bulgarians. On November the 1st, the new edition of Plovdiv Jazz Festival started, an event worthy to be linked to the big holiday because of the talent of musicians and photographers who present their work for 5 consecutive days. Quality music has always been and will remain one of the most important factors in building culture. This prestigious jazz festival has existed for years and world-famous musicians have performed on its stage. Thanks to jazz singer Miroslava Kacarova, who has been the main organizer of the event program for a second year, this edition is very colorful and interesting. One of the performers is Brazilian group Zuko 103. Listen to them performing My Fly.
Quando a gente cresce, a gente esquece, a gente perde. Quando a gente cresce, a gente esquece, a gente perde.
Mas
Here is what Miroslava Kacarova told us about Plovdiv Jazz Festival 2016.
Така се падна тази година, че от 1 до 5 ноември ще бъде Пловдив Jazz Fest.
This year the festival starts on the Day of Enlighteners. The five main concerts will be held at the Boris Christov House of Culture. The festival has opened with two photo exhibitions. Dilana Florentin presents 20 black and white portraits of Bulgarian musicians. Another photographer, Pavel Chervenkov, presents huge photographic panels showing fragments of Sofia courtyards. These photo exhibitions will be accompanied by jazz performances of Peter Momchev and Shibil Benev Quartet. The first concert of the festival is a continuation of last year's Four Ladies Sing Jazz event. This is a project produced by the Plovdiv Jazz Festival, and the concert this time focuses on Bossa Nova. So the concert has the title Four Ladies Sing Bossa Nova. These ladies are Hilda Kazasyan, Beloslava Andronia Popova and me, Miroslava Kacarova, she says. Together we'll perform our favorite bossa nova pieces in arrangements of musicians we work with. Miroslav Turiski piano, Hristo Yotsov percussions, Veselin Veselinov bass, etc. On November the 2nd, the event continues with Latino rhythms and visitors will be able to see Brazilian electro formation Zuko 103 on the stage of the Boris Christov House of Culture. The band will present their new album. The third evening offers two concerts on the same stage. The first is a concert of trombonist Georgi Kornazov and his French band. He will present a very serious concert entitled The Magic of Kenny Wheeler, a Canadian trumpeter who left this world 2 years ago. Bulgarian musicians have made their own arrangements on some of the plays of the famous trumpeter and vocalist is David Lynx, one of the best contemporary jazz singers of Europe. After that come Camelia Todorova and Tangel Zaberski Jr. with a project entitled More Than You Know. The program of the Plovdiv Jazz Fest 2016 continues on November the 4th with a concert of Richard Bona, a virtuoso performer. Together with his jazz quintet, he will present part of his new album with Afro-Cuban music entitled Heritage. This edition of the festival closes with Mate Stern and Dave Wacko band on the 5th of November. There are two other events that are distinctive for Plovdiv Jazz Festival this year. The first one is a youth competition which allows young musicians to send their compositions to a jury. Winners will be announced during a concert in Bebop Cafe, the second stage of the festival. Another important event is the establishment of an award for lifetime achievement in jazz. The award this time goes to guitarist Ognjan Videv. Listen to Capriccio 4 that he performs together with Teodosi Spasov. During the Plovdiv Jazz Fest 2016, there will be concerts of Hot Club de Plovdiv singer Petya Dankova, Minimum Quartet and Lily Ilieva, as well as Nikolai Karagiorgiev Quartet. Now listen to Baby Plum by Jackie Terrason.